The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, 'Whoever keeps my word will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorified myself, my glory is nothing, but it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom I say, 'He is our God.' You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But if I do know him and keep his word, Abraham your father rejoiced to see the day, and he said it and be glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you say you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord.
There is a song that is very common in my country. "You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. Before Abraham was, I am." What was he saying? Sharing his glory with the Almighty God. Because in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, when Moses encountered the Almighty God in the burning bush, after that experience, Moses asked the question, "Who should I tell the people has sent me?" And the Hebrew translation, the Hebrew word is "Eyeh Asher Eyeh." "Eyeh Asher Eyeh," meaning "I am." The English rendition is "I am that I am. I change it not." In the dialogue of St. Catherine of Siena, Jesus revealed himself to St. Catherine of Siena as the I am. And St. Catherine, when he asked Jesus, "Who am I?" he says, "You are who you are not." In other words, I am the creator, I'm your creator, and you are my creature. So when Jesus used the phrase, "I am," they knew what he was saying. By the way, very interesting conversation. "You are not yet 50 and you say you know Abraham." And Jesus says, "Before Abraham was, I am." In other words, I am God. 2 things we take from today's gospel. First, he says, anyone who believes in me will not see death. Abraham died, Moses died. So what is he talking about? He wasn't talking about physical death. He was talking about spiritual death, not being with God at the end of the day. And that actually incensed the people. And he goes on to say, for you not to die a spiritual death, you must keep my word. To keep, he did not just say, listen to my word, hear my word, keep it. Keep my word. Internalize it. Live it out. And again, with the living out the truth of the gospel, the word they've inherited. Furthermore, he says, the glory, I do not glorify myself. It is my Father who glorifies me. What a way, what a humility, what a way to humble himself. He throws himself out there and says, obedience is crucial in living that life, that spiritual life. I am grateful, and I think you should also be grateful that we know and we follow Jesus, who is God, who is I am. But it's not just to know, to have this knowledge, but to follow him by keeping his word. I am. Esher, Ayer, Esher. The I am is the one who appeared, whom some have written as the Jesus of history. So there is a Jesus of history. It wasn't just a myth. So whenever you hear, I am the resurrection, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, which the Gospel of John highlights them, he will say, I am God. Let us continue to pray for those who still have doubts following the Lord, and for us who have chosen to follow Christ. May we remain steadfast and never give up on God and never give up on ourselves. Amen.